Toronto Zoomer Radio, Jeff Healy and UB40 covering Neil Diamond, Red Red Wine on the morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. This is the news alert I received Friday, 7:45 in the evening. Mayor John Tory had relationship with staffer. Less than an hour later, a confession and resignation. John Tory's political career in tatters. Three Toronto Star City Hall journalists broke the story, including our guest, Ben Spur. Ben, welcome to the morning Zoom. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Ben, good morning. How much can you tell us about what led to the Toronto Star breaking this story?
Well, my colleague David Ryder, the City Hall bureau chief, has a great piece in the Star today that details, you know, the conversations that were going on with the mayor and some of his advisors and people close to him, as well as the Star reporting that led up to us breaking the story on Friday. But the long and the short of it, you know, last December, I think it was, we started to hear some tips about the mayor's marriage perhaps being in trouble, but we didn't really think that that was, you know, a big news story. We do acknowledge, of course, that politicians are entitled to private lives. We weren't particularly interested in that. We sort of thought it would maybe be a small story, given, you know, that they're kind of a power couple, and the mayor has talked a lot about, you know, his devotion to his wife and the role that she's played in kind of giving him the blessing to have his political career. So we were going to perhaps report on that at some point, but then about 2 weeks ago, I think we got a more solid tip that said that, you know, not only was the mayor's marriage perhaps in trouble, but that he had this relationship with a woman who was in his office. And I think once we heard that, we sort of started to beat the bushes and try to understand a bit more about what had happened. And, you know, at first, I don't think we really believed it, given the mayor's reputation. But after, you know, doing the reporting on it, we realized that it was true. And we got it to a point last Friday evening when we could report it responsibly. And that's what we did.
Okay, so two questions for you. Did you warn John Tory that the story would be coming out on Friday night? Because he seemed to get his stuff together pretty quickly and announce his resignation, you know, very shortly thereafter. And number two, why not name the woman involved? She's 31 years old. If this was consensual, and it seems to me that John Tory's decision to step down has more to do with his family than anything that is untoward. So I'm just wondering why the Star is choosing not to name her when her name is out there.
On the first thing, you know, we did give the mayor plenty of time to respond to the questions that we put to him. This wasn't, you know, a gotcha story or anything where we gave him an hour to respond before we published. We had been speaking to his office for more than a week at that point, had put questions to him to get his response, to try to understand if, you know, anything about our reporting, you know, was incorrect, if there's something they wanted to point out to us. So by the time that we got a letter from the mayor's lawyer at around 6:30 on Friday. By that time, they've been sitting with our questions for a while, and then an hour later, we published a story. And less than an hour after that, the mayor resigned at that press conference. And in terms of not naming the staffer involved, I think just the reason why this story is in the public interest is it's about the, you know, potential abuse of power by a powerful politician. It's questions about whether or not, you know, the mayor's relationship here might have interfered with city business. And it's really not the focus is on this young staffer who is not a public figure, you know, who never agreed to give up her privacy when she took a job at City Hall. So we didn't think that it was a good idea or fair to publish her name, particularly given, you know, when we've seen in past, you know, political sex scandals, the women who are, you know, involved in those are not treated well or fairly. I don't think it's fair to say. And so we didn't want to have people kind of mobbing her on social media, which obviously, you know, social media can be a very toxic place. So we just thought it was in the public interest to publish this story about John Tory, but not drag her into it as much as possible.
Ben, there have been a lot of comparisons over the weekend to Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky, and that Clinton did not resign as U.S. president back then, and yet John Tory has resigned. How is this situation, this story, different or perhaps the same as the Clinton-Lewinsky scandal?
I think a lot of it comes down to the kind of person and the kind of politician that John Tory is. I think it's fair to say that another kind of politician, like his predecessor, Rob Ford, you know, might have denied all this, would have just tried to plow through it. But John Tory's image and his, I think, effectiveness as a politician really hinges on this reputation that he's built for himself as this kind of morally upstanding, moderate leader who's not going to let anything in his personal life interfere with his city business. And that's, you know, that kind of sense of right and wrong, I think, is what he relies on a lot when he tries to broker deals with the you know, higher levels of government or with his colleagues on council. And so without that going for him, I think it just makes it a lot harder for him to operate as a politician. And I think he's a very private person as well, right? He said that in his resignation, that he, you know, didn't, I think it's clear he didn't want to open up his private life to a lot of scrutiny, didn't fancy the prospect of, you know, every press conference for the next couple of weeks having to field some questions about this while he tried to, you know, take care of important city business. And it's clear he just didn't really have the stomach for it. And I think, you know, another politician might have, but that's just not who John Tory is.
Our guest, Ben Spur, is one of three Toronto Star journalists who broke the John Tory bombshell story on Friday. Thank you, Ben.
Thank you for having me.